USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
French government officials are reporting many people were wounded on Wednesday when an explosive device hit an international ceremony commemorating the end of World War I at a cemetery in the Saudi Arabian city of Jeddah. Several countries had representatives at the ceremony. The identities of the victims were unclear. Wednesday marks the 102nd anniversary of the armistice ending World War I. An arrest has been made in the murder of Houston police officer Sergeant Sean Rios, a 25-year veteran of the force.
I heard the gunshots, and I was right there in the front, so I ran. I ran toward here, and I see a man running toward the hotel, and he's just bleeding everywhere.
Sound from ABC 13. 24-year-old Robert Solis was arrested in a traffic stop on I-10 Tuesday afternoon and is being charged with murder. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A new buyer for retail outlet JCPenney may save the company. USA Radio News' Dan Meraki has more.
Retail giant JCPenney is on the verge of exiting bankruptcy after a new buyer for the company was announced. The purchase by Simon Property Group and Brookfield Asset Management was cleared by bankruptcy judges on Monday for a price tag of $1.75 billion. The company says the purchase deal will save around 60,000 jobs. Despite that lifeline, JCPenney still has a number of obstacles to overcome. The chain has plans to close more than 150 stores this year and will close even more over the next 2 years under a restructuring plan that would leave it with just 600 retail locations. The sale comes just days before a financing agreement would have expired, forcing the chain to close its doors for good. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Researchers at the Cleveland Clinic found that melatonin, a hormone that regulates the body's sleep-wake cycle, was associated with a nearly 30% reduced likelihood of testing positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is among four Steelers added to the reserve COVID-19 list as high risk. They have had close contact with tight end Vance McDonald, whom tested positive. Head coach of the undefeated Steelers, Mike Tomlin, says protocols are put in place by the NFL.
As you guys are all aware, we've been dealing with COVID-19 significantly this week. We have a player who has tested positive for COVID. He will not be available this week. Obviously, he's resting at home and going through all the necessary things as it pertains to that. But we also had a number of players, I think four, that were acknowledged and released this morning who are also in the program because of contact. You know, those aren't decisions that are made by us. It's really cut and dry. It's all in the procedural policy of COVID established in New York by the NFL.
Other Steelers players that may be infected are Vince Williams, Jalen Samuels, and Gerald Hawkins. College basketball rankings are out. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has details.
For the first time in the school's history, Gonzaga sits atop college basketball's preseason top 25 poll. The Bulldogs start the season inside the top 10 for the third straight season and pulled in 28 first-place votes. Baylor is a close number two with 24 first-place votes. Villanova, Virginia, and Iowa round out the top five. Kansas comes in at six and Wisconsin at seven, with Illinois, Duke, and Kentucky completing the top 10. The Big Ten leads all conferences with seven entries in the season's first poll. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.